message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
God is good. Our God is a faithful God. Praise the Lord. We've started this conference from Friday, and the very anchor scripture was taken from the book of Proverbs, chapter 31, verse 29. Proverbs 31, verse 29. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excelleth them all. Another version that we read says, thou surpass them all. The theme of this program, the theme of today's service, is the A plus. I don't want to put woman, but I'm going to put the A plus. If a man puts A plus man, if a woman put the A plus woman. But the theme of this program is the A plus. Hallelujah. And if you are a man, the A plus man will be reflecting from today in your life. In the name of Jesus. For a woman, that A plus will be reflecting in your life in the name of Jesus. What's the meaning? You know, many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Whenever we have scores in school, we have A, B, C, D like that. But A plus is a very high score, like 80 the likes. They say anyway, that's different. A plus simply means to be outstanding, to be different, to be distinguished, to be set aside, not for anything. But for what? For purpose. For great accomplishment. And this morning we're going to be looking at a whole lot of few examples in the Bible that were A plus women. And we'll look at their lives. What made them A plus and how we can be blessed and how we can get that from their lives. I mean, from what, how their life has been a blessing, lessons from their life. Short, quote and unquote. As an A plus, we stand out. Quickly, who's an A plus person? I've already explained. An A-plus woman who is someone who is ready to dare the impossible. Somebody is ready to dare the impossible. If you are on the same level, you are not ready to take the bull by the horn, you are just an ordinary candidate. But an A-plus person is someone who is ready to dare the impossible. Some things may not have happened before, but that A-plus person is one who believes she can set the record. A typical example is a woman called Mary. No one had ever had pregnancy before. By the Holy Spirit. But she believed it. That believing set her aside for God to do a miracle in her life. Number two, another definition of an A plus is a woman or a man, if you're a man, who is not concerned about the now. Who is not concerned about the now, but about standing for the right thing. It's not whatever position you have occupied, you're not so concerned about the now, but about what standing for the truth. An A-plus person, an A-plus candidate is a person who is standing for the truth, who can be identified with the truth. Number three is one who is not after material things, but standing to fulfill the purpose of God in life. Number four, an A-plus woman or man is one, I'm too fast, right? Sorry, just let's keep scribbling or get the message at the CD after the service. A woman who has an extraordinary hunger for God. Or a man who has an extraordinary hunger for God. That's an A-plus person. An A-plus person is someone who has an extraordinary hunger. You just have this desire. The oil of gladness sang a song, breathe on me, the Spirit of God. More like you're not satisfied with your present status. You want more of God. Apostle Paul said that I may know you. With the level of what Paul knew, with the level of what he was commanding, he was still longing for more. Moses, as great as he was the only man that I ever knew that saw God, spoke with God, did so many things physically with God. Yet he still said, I still want to know you. I want to know your ways. An A-plus person is someone who has an insatiable hunger for God. Something that cannot be in economics. We said something is insatiable. The desires, the needs of man are insatiable. You can't satisfy a man. That's how the desire of an A-plus person should be with his maker. Somebody that has an insatiable hunger. The more you hunger for something, the more the creator or the owner of that thing keeps replenishing you because you hunger for it. Hallelujah. Quickly, I'm going to look at some examples of an A-plus woman that we can learn from. All right? Number one example is a woman called Anna. A-N-A. N-A, not H-A. There are two different Annas in the Bible. Anna, A-N-N-A. That's in the Bible of, book of Luke, chapter 2, verse 36 to 38. I have very limited time, so just permit me to rush up. Praise the Lord. Anna, book of Luke chapter 2. And there was one Anna, a prophetess. I'm not going to go into so much because of my time. But you know something remarkable about this woman? After 7 years that she got married, this woman became a widow. But something was hard about her. She decided to give it her life all up to God. And she became what? A great prophetess. Who can expect that a widow can rise up to be a woman that God can use? So great that the Bible could mention her. She must have indeed been great. How many of us can testify that? Another example is a woman called Esther. Esther was an A-plus woman in the book of Esther chapter 4 verse 16. Something happened that made Esther to damn every political post. Esther 4 verse 16. Go, gather together all the Jews that are present in Shushan and fast ye for me, and neither eat nor drink. 3 days, night or day, I also and my maidens will fast likewise. And so will I also go into the king, which is not according to the law. And if I perish, I perish. This woman is an example of an A+. Ask me out. She had no parents. She was an orphan. By somehow, she rose up to be the queen. And when she became the queen, her people were in problem, in trouble. She made a decision to damn. That decision could make her to lose her position as a queen. I hope you know. Because it was a very grave offense to enter before the king when you have not been summoned. It's the consequences is death. Even if you are the wife, if Vashti could be removed with the slightest excuse, how much more you know the law, yet you defile the law. They usually celebrate the laws of their land so much. They don't alter it. Yet this woman said, if I perish, I perish. She damned her political post. There are some Christians in political position today in Nigeria because of what you are enjoying. You can't say no to some things and stand tall and stand for righteousness. That is not an A-plus person. An A-plus person is, even if it requires that you die in that place, it will be in the record that you fought for the right thing. And I have not seen it yet in the Bible where anyone who stood for the truth, God most times will always stand up to prevail. Hallelujah. Look at a man like Daniel. God stood up. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they were almost, but yes, they stood up irrespective of their position. Those are good examples of an A-plus person. Number three example, and I'm going to stop right there at that number three because of my time. In 2 Samuel chapter 20, verse 14 to 22, there's a story of a certain woman there. The Bible didn't mention her name, but mention her. 2 Samuel 20, 14 to 22. The Bible referred her as a certain wise woman. And he went through all the tribes of Israel unto Abel and to Beth Maacah and all the Berites. And they were together to gather together. And went also after him. Next verse quickly. And they came and beseeched him in Abel of Beth Maacah, and they cast up a bank against the city. And it stood in the trench. And all the people that were with Joab battered the wall to throw it down. The story is, there was a particular man that that abused the king. If you go home, you can... No, please don't take it away. God bless you. Media, God bless you this morning. They did, you know, that... So Joab was running after that man. I think the man was Sheba or so. And then ran after. And then that Sheba took refuge. He ran into that city called Abel. And that city, the men of Joab... How many of us know that Joab and his men are powerful men in the Bible? Very powerful. Whatever they want to get after, they go after and they gun it down. So when they got there, they were bent on destroying that Abel, that city, to get that man out. There was no way to get him out other than destroying the entire city. And then, verse 16, then cried a wise woman out of the city, hear, hear, I say, I pray you unto Joab, come near thither, that I may speak with him. In that city, the Bible didn't say it's a village, or it's a small place. It's a city. And I asked myself, where were the men in that city? They were men of complacency. They enjoyed, you know, that kind of mentality. Because Job was going to destroy the entire city. But there was a certain white woman. Please don't take it away, please. And that woman, and verse 7 says, and when he was come near unto her, the woman said, are thou Joab? She had the effrontery to say, are you Joab? Not are you or God Joab? Are you Master Joab? No, she said, are you Joab? And he answered, I am he. Then she said unto him, hear the words of thy handmaid. And he answered, I do hear. Next verse, please. Then she spake, saying, there were ones to speak in old time. That was a wise wisdom. She didn't go straight to the point. She said, there used to be a saying in the old time. They shall surely ask counsel at Abel. That place is a place of that, you know, they usually say something in the Lorin, say, say something. They usually sing a funny song. Something like that. Mm-hmm. You know, there was a particular song about Abel, the city of Abel at that time. So that made the woman say, look, people usually refer to this town as a town whereby people come to seek counsel. And so they ended their matter. Verse 19. I am one of them that are peaceable and faithful in Israel, and you want to destroy this entire city and a mother in Israel. Why will thou swallow up the inheritance of the Lord? The next verse. And Joab answered, far be it from me. He was already beginning to have a rethink that I should swallow up or destroy. Next verse. The matter is not so, but a man of Mount Ephraim, Sheba, the son of Bichri by name, had lifted up his hand against the king, even against David. Next verse, deliver. Then the woman went unto all the people in her wisdom, and they cut off the head of Sheba. This woman was an A-plus candidate. Women, once they hear, most women will run. If their husbands are around, they hide under. Say, ah, daddy, what? Kini konshele, ni wajule baya keba walo, shile fuye, you know. If it is a coward mindset, no, you know, praise the Lord. You know, but this woman damned whatever, took up the courage. That's an A-plus candidate. Those are the few examples I can pick because of my time. Quickly, what does it take to be an A-plus? What does it take to be an A-plus? Or what does it take to be above only? The theme of our the theme of this month is above only. What does it take to be an A plus or to be above only? Number one, wisdom. That's what I explained. That woman, because of her wisdom, saved the entire city. When we get home, we can read the entire chapter. It's a very interesting story. And I sat and I was reminiscing that this woman, for her to have, the Bible says she went to the elders of the land, told them the situation, they cut off the guy's head, threw it, and told Joab, that settles it, and they hands off the place. Wisdom delivered the entire city. Brethren, only a man with wisdom is destined to be an A+. You can't reign if you lack wisdom. Wisdom is the principal thing. That's what the Bible says in Proverbs chapter 4 verse 7. Prince wisdom is the principal thing. And you know something? In Proverbs chapter 12 verse 8, the Bible says, a man shall be commended according to his wisdom. Proverbs 12 verse 8. A man shall be commended according to his wisdom. In other words, if you have access to a little wisdom, you reign a little way. If you have access to greater wisdom, that's what the Bible says, you shall be commended according to your wisdom. In the scripture we read earlier, that made me to understand that wisdom is not for men alone. It can be given to a woman. A woman stood up and delivered her entire city. In the kingdom of God, there's no gender. Mm-hmm. So some women hide under that thing and said, let God be using the men. You understand that we have a whole lot at our hands. That's not true. In Christendom, Galatians chapter 3, verse 28 to 29, made me to understand that in the kingdom of God, there is no gender. Galatians 3, 28 to 29. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither bond nor free. There is neither male nor what? For ye are all one. Ye are all one. When you see a man that is asking, desirous of wisdom, don't say because he's a man. Go desire wisdom as a woman. You can deliver an entire city. You can deliver an A+ is someone whose deeds, whose act is beyond your family. If you are shining in your family alone, you still have a long way to go. You are a woman that should shine beyond the shores of your family. In your nation, transgeneration. Oh, have you ever heard of Katrin Kuhlman before? My man. I read about that woman. Women, go Google about that woman. Katrin Kuhlman, she was a woman that the United States of America had to create a separate airport for her whenever she's traveling. A separate entrance at the airport. Whenever she moves, the power of God was so much in her life. People fall under anointing. You can imagine maybe you are traveling with your traveling box and you're on the queue waiting for your airline and the next thing is, the people have to help themselves and say, look, we recognize God in the life of this woman. Let's create a separate entrance for her. That was a woman that went beyond the shores. That was not an ordinary person. If God can use her, she can use you and I. If God can use a woman like that, not just her, there's somebody called Annie Semple McPherson. That woman is a woman that God used for Foursquare. Foursquare is still standing today because that woman chose to yield to God. As a woman, don't say I'm a woman. Gather wisdom. Your wisdom is essential to be an A+ in life. A+. Wisdom is key. As a man, gather wisdom. Daniel was distinguished at his time because of what? Wisdom. Wisdom made Daniel to reign. Daniel reigned, scholars said, 70 years. Belshazzar came, he was still reigning. Darius, he was still reigning. This one, he was still reigning. That one, he was still reigning. He became relevant per time. That is not earthly wisdom. That is wisdom from above. Solomon was a man that God gave so much wisdom that all people from all over the world, Bible says they gathered to hear the wisdom of Solomon. Why? Because he had something to offer. As a woman, as a man, where you can only have something to offer if you are a man or a woman of wisdom. May God give you that wisdom. Wisdom that liberates people. You know, you might be short. If you have wisdom, you will command audience. Yeah. You might be fat. If you are a man or a woman filled with wisdom, you will command audience. It's not in the size. It's what you have. And that wisdom can only be gotten by what? From God. God is a giver. He gave to Solomon that wisdom. Ask him to give and he will give you. As a woman, ask God for that wisdom to be a good. Bible says in Proverbs 14 verse 1, a wise woman builds. For you to build, you need to be wise. You need wisdom. I pray God will give to every one of us this morning wisdom in Jesus' name. Number two, quality or requirement to be an A+ is donation to God and to humanity. Donation to God and to humanity. Anna, like I explained earlier in the book of Luke chapter 2 that we read, she was a widow. She decided after her husband left her to donate herself to God. The Bible says she gave herself to God in service. She was permanently living in the temple. She was fasting and praying, and giving herself to the will of the Lord. When you donate yourself to God as a man or a woman, you can't be a mediocre. You can't donate yourself to God and be an ordinary person. No. Donating yourself to God and to humanity is not with your mouth. Coming to church. You know, life, my pastor will always say, life is not about its duration. Life is about donation. Jesus lived for 33 years. We are still talking about him today. Those 33 years were years filled with what? Great power. Great power. So much influence that we are still talking about him today. Your life on earth, as a woman, as a man, I tell myself, I don't want to be a woman that pop babies and that's the end of my life. No, I want more than that. Be a person, a man or a woman, that when you get to heaven, heaven will applaud you and say, welcome home. You are a great servant. How many of us, won't your head swell with those kind of accolades? Brethren, your donation to God, donate your life. It's beyond, it's good to enjoy life, oh, as God is blessing you. But what is life? What does a man gain when he gains the whole world and you lose your soul? You cannot certify yourself to be an A plus when you have not donated your entirety to God. Because knowing that the owner of that life, if he comes today, what do you have to say? Brethren, I told the women in the course of our program that one place I love going, I love attending waykeeping. Not waykeeping, small people who know. Old people that are old. It makes me to reminisce and think back and say, one day, I'm going to end up like this. And what account will I say? What will men say when people come to your burial ground or to the grave when you are far gone at the age of 120? What will they say concerning you? Oh, this person through me have done this. This person has impacted my life. Life is not about how long you live. No, it's about how well you have been able to impact men. There was a woman in the Bible, an A plus person. Acts chapter 9, verse 39. Quickly, Acts chapter 9. Her name is Dorcas. Acts chapter 9, verse 39. Then Peter arose and went with them. When he was come, they brought him into the upper chamber, and all the widows stood by him weeping and showing the coat. That woman had a testimony, and showing the coat and garments which Dorcas made while she was with them. Can you imagine? She donated herself to humanity. Just because of that act, Peter was moved. She could not go. If you read further verses, she was brought back to life. That donation to humanity brought her back. When you see, people will do evil even when you are doing good to them. But it must not stop you from doing good. Knowing fully well that when you do good to people, it is the God that has asked you to do it that will reward you. But in that life of yours, let people know that you are a person that is given to humanity. You have given yourself. Giving yourself to God means service in the place, in God's vineyard. As a woman, as a young lady, what are you doing? What can God say you are servicing me? Can you say you are servicing God? That's a question we should ask ourselves. I pray the Lord will help us in Jesus' name. You know, one of the secrets of Job as well. Job was a man in the Bible that said he eschewed evil. He feared God. But one of his secrets also was in Job chapter 29. Verse 12. Job 29, verse 12. Quickly, help me read. Job 29, verse 12. Because I delivered the poor that cried, and the fatherless, and him that had none to help him. Next verse. The blessing of him that was ready to perish came upon me, and I caused the widow's heart to sing for joy. I put on right, you know, like that. He was a man that was concerned, donated himself to God and to what? To humanity. One thing that can make you to stay above and not to come down, donate yourself to God. It's beyond coming to church on Sundays alone. No. What use are you to God? That is essential. Of what use are you to God? It's beyond fine gaily, fine outfit. What are you doing in the house of God? So that when you come home, we're all going to go home. When we come home, he can ask you, or you can say, well done, my faithful servant. This is not for men alone. It's not for women alone. In Christ, in the kingdom of God, there is no gender. We are all going to stand. Donation is individuality. Christianity is individuality. I pray you and I will not miss it. Number 3 requirement of an A-plus person. Courage. Somebody say courage. Numbers chapter 27 from verse 1 to 5. Because of my time, I'm not going to read extensively, but I'll paraphrase. Numbers 27, verse 1 to 5. Bible says, then came the daughters of Zelophehad, the son of Hepher, the son of Gilead, the son of Makah, the son of Manasseh, of the families of Manasseh, the son of Joseph. And, you know, before the scripture, if you read in, please don't take it away yet. If you read from verse 20, chapter 26, the men of, people of Israel have been coming for their properties, for their possession. And it was being portioned to them according to sons. Sons of Joseph. Sons of this. They take their possession. Sons, they come. Sons, they come. But this particular one were the daughters of Zelophehad. And let's read from verse 2, the next verse that we have while reading. Verse 2. And they stood, he had four daughters. They stood before Moses and before Eleazar the priest. And before the princes. And all the congregation by the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, saying, next verse, Our father died in the wilderness, we know. He was not in the company of them that gathered themselves together against the Lord. In other words, our father did not sin. But died in his own... let's move verse 4. Why should the name of our father be done away from among his family? Because he had no son. Give us to us a possession among the brethren of our father. You know, those women were courageous. Those ladies were courageous. Their courage as a woman, you shouldn't be ready. And because of that singular act, the laws of Moses were changed. Yeah, if you read it, there was no provision for ladies in there. But because they had the effrontery, the courage, brethren, courage fetches you an A+ position. If you stay back in the crowd, you end there in the crowd. But their audacity, their ruggedity, you know, courage is the fireful ruggedity you have in Christ. It's not pride. It's knowing who you are in Christ Jesus. It gives you the effrontery to confront some terrible things, and it gives you some audacity to come. These ladies asked. I said to myself, if they had not asked, they would never have been given. But they had the courage. They asked. I'm here to challenge you this morning. If in your family nobody has risen beyond a particular level and you are a lady, be courageous enough. Nobody has risen beyond BSc, for example. Be courageous enough. Take MSc form and tell yourself, I'm going to set the pace. I'm going to break that limit. Be a person. It takes courage to end as an A+. It takes courage to end as an outstanding person. It's not for the timid. It's for the courageous. And I'm charging you this morning, be courageous. You know, a woman like Abigail, it took courage for her to remain in her marriage. The Bible defined Abigail as a woman of wisdom. And Nabal, according to his name, means foolishness. I was trying to imagine, how can a foolish woman, how can a wise woman, a woman of good understanding, that's what the Bible says, how can a woman of good understanding live with a foolish woman? But it took courage. I don't know her lineage, perhaps she just decided, my home is not going to be destroyed. I'm going to, those women, it takes courage to build a home. It takes courage, whatever the situation may be. I'm sure it can't be as bad as Nabal's or Abigail's. You know, when you have a fool as a husband, God forbid. I can't imagine. When David had threatened that he's going to destroy, yet he wasn't moved. Ah! But when you see death and you are still posting your head, that's the height of foolishness. But this woman was courageous enough. She saved her entire family. Brethren, it takes courage to reign. It takes courage. A woman of courage is a woman that can end as an A+. A man of courage is a man. Moses instructed Joshua, be strong and of good courage. Be strong. If you must reign, if you must lead Israel well, it takes courage. Tell your neighbor, it takes courage to reign. As a young lady, for example, you are in need of money, and you are a pretty lady, you have scopers around you. It takes courage to stand and say, no, I'm not limited by those one night stand, 10,000 naira, 5,000 naira for my entire body, and much more than that. I remember when I was much younger, you know, there was a certain pilot that used to live in our estate. You know, I didn't know, but I've heard he takes a whole lot of girls around, you know. And my parents are from a very, I'm from a very humble background. We don't have all the world. But there's something my parents instilled in us, self-confidence. And I gave my life to Christ when I was much younger, so I knew some things. So when the man, there was a day my mom sent me an errand, so I was going to deliver the errand, and then he called me, say, hi, young lady, you know the way some guys put scope, your shape, your this, your that. And then I said, what do you have to say, sir? He said, I just wanted to say we could take a weekend to London together. I'm a pilot. But some ladies will say, weekend in London, maybe your great grandfathers have not even been to the airport before. You now see opportunity of, you're already calculating. Once I get to that London, I must be journey. I won't even come back. Praise the Lord. But you know, it takes courage to shun some things and stand for the truth. A plus candidate. You don't settle for less. Joseph did not settle for his master's wife because he had somewhere he was going. I pray the Lord will help us in Jesus' name. And lastly, avoid a sinful lifestyle. Avoid a sinful lifestyle. Avoid a sinful lifestyle. Solomon, as great as he was, a great king, a man that enjoyed so much wisdom that every Bible says in his reign, in his time, God gave Solomon peace at all ends. He so much wealth, yet he had no adversaries. So much wealth, he had no enemies. God settled him all rounder. But something made him to lose it. What was it? A life of sin. He fell in love with strange women and they turned his heart away from God. Brethren, sinful lifestyle is something that we must run away from if we must end up as an A-plus candidate in life. Sinful lifestyle, we must run away from such. Samson, how many of us, maybe before our parents gave birth to us, the angel of God had already gone forth to announce, say, Kereo, Similuluwa is coming to this earth, and then behold, she's going to be a great girl, you know, treat her well. Or behold, Hannah is coming, you know, like that. How many of us, when you were about to give birth, I mean, they gave birth to you, they announced, somebody, praise the Lord. Something was announced. Instructions were given to the parents. This is how you should raise him. This is how he should grow up. He's going to be a great child, a great guest, a great... And indeed he was an outstanding, a man of outstanding strength. A man that commanded so much. He killed thousands with the jawbone of an ass. He could rise up. He carried the whole city gate and went up the hill with so much strength. But I wonder, a man with so much strength, he was so wise, he gave riddle. Nobody could unravel the riddle. Yet, on the laps of Delilah, he was finished. May God deliver us. Deliver our men from Delilah. May God deliver our men, oh, from Delilah. But brethren, a life of sin. In Hebrews chapter 12 verse 1. Quickly, let's read that particular verse together. Hebrews 12 1. Wherefore seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside. What did that say? Let us lay aside every what? Every weight. Sin is weight. The sin which doth so easily beset us. Let us run with patience the race that is set before us. I don't know who is the fastest runner. Is it Usain Bolt? Let's assume Usain Bolt, right? Or has somebody else broken the record? Okay. A-plus candidates set. When somebody sets record as an A-plus, beat, hit it and go beyond. So we can set that record and beat Usain Bolt. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. What am I trying to say? If you give Usain Bolt, now let's assume he's here. And maybe he runs 100 meter in 3 seconds. Let's assume. Mm-hmm. Now you talk. Let's assume. All right. And he was to run. And he's already jogging on set. And you come with a bag of cement. We put one on his left. He's still jogging. You come out another bag of cement. You put it on his left hand. Left one. He's still jogging. You come with two bags. You put it on his head. He's still jogging. After a while, you look for boots, maybe with iron, given to him to wear. He's still jogging. After a while, you tell him to run. He won't be able to run with the same pace he used to run before. Why? Because of the weight. Weight. Sin is weight, according to the Bible. And you know, the devil so deceives us nowadays. Avoid a lifestyle of sin. Lifestyle means something that looks normal to us, but it's sinful. Run from it. Quickly, I want us to read through together. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, from verse 1. 2 Timothy chapter 3, 2 Timothy chapter 3. Excuse me. All right. This also that in the last days, perilous times shall come. Quickly, the next verse. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters. All these are lifestyle. They look normal, but they are weights that can hinder you and I from staying up there. Covetous, proud, blasphemous, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truth breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures, more than lovers of God. Verse 5, having a form of godliness, that's where I'm going, but denying the power thereof. In other words, having a form of godliness means they look like Christians. They come to church. They even dress like Christians. From such, turn away. And you know what the devil does? When you yourself are convinced that if God can be using Sister Tina, who is so high, and Sister Tina, let's assume, is dressing immoral. When you go to the market, you are a 21-year-old lady. You go and buy clothes for it, that is for a 10-year-old girl, and you wear only in the name of fashion. Make up for 25 people. You put on only your face, looking like a Jezebel, all in the name of fashion. These are things that look like a normal lifestyle, but they are weights that we should desist from. Brethren, the devil sometimes does not come with killing, say go and kill. No. If weights are gradual, sometimes it could be a lie. Some, I wonder, there are some Christians that when they open their mouths, it's lies. Lies. You find it difficult. I used to know a lady. If she tells you one thing, it's a sin, honestly, and she'll be using the name of God to lie. Before God, ma. That's who the Bible is talking about. In the last days, they have a form of godliness. And then you that are not sensitive enough to know, you will now be thinking, if God can be using Sister Tina, who is still doing this atrocity, why can't God use me? It's a lifestyle. You are a young lady, you are pretty, you want to use your prettiness to lead brothers to hell. You wear things that open keep your entire cleavage. The thing is pumpy. You know, you are fair. You now open it. Praise the Lord. Somebody, pastor will say, the bottom is under pressure. The bottom is under pressure. You now say, let somebody shout hallelujah. Please. These are, you know, you have not sinned in your own way. You have only helped a brother to commit the sin of lucre. It is not until the person does it before he sins. You just see that some brothers are already unnecessarily uneasy in service. They are going to wee-wee and coming back. It's because of you. And as funny as it may seem, you will give account of those souls you have led to hell. Let me read another version. That is KJV, right? Another version of that particular scripture says, I'm reading from International Version. Okay, I love. Holding to the form of religion, but denying its power. They have a form. They call themselves, they profess to be Christians. I'm wondering, some people tell you I'm a Christian, but I don't want to talk with Sister Agbaja. Christian malice. Yeah, you are a Christian. Your wife, your husband has offended you. You now keep a diary of his offense. Daddy Buki, in April 4, you told me you will not do it. I left you 1926 May 3, you did it. 1444 May 3, you did it. Now, the same day, you just become unnecessarily moody. What is wrong with you? This time last year, you were with Sister Bomb, and I was wondering, you know, as a woman, there are some kind of thing that looks like a regular lifestyle of some Christians. Unforgiveness. Bitterness. These are weights that will never allow you to end as an A-plus person. You are a young lady, you are still sleeping in a man's house who is not your husband. Please desist from such. It's a lifestyle of sin. This can hinder you no matter the amount of talent you may have. These are things that can hinder you. Brethren, these are little weights. Little foxes spoil the vine. Pornography. Some people are not, they are so righteous facially. They are righteous, they don't even have a relationship. And you are wondering, ah, Brother Labaja is so pure. Sister Labaja is so holy. But when you check their phone, pornography, masturbation, these are things, don't say Jesus, people are doing it. It's a time to reflect and say, lay aside all this weight so that your run may be light. So that you can be light. An aeroplane that must fly high, must what? Must run on a very great speed. And that great speed, you cannot compare it. That if you must run in life, if you must end up, there are so many things you must set aside. But I pray, grace to live a pure life. Grace to live a good life. I pray God will give to every one of us in Jesus' name. You know something? Some people think, a life of holiness, we can't get there. But I tell you, we can get there. We can get there. We can be there. We have to strive to be that holy. Holiness without which no man shall see the Lord. Lifestyle of sin. As a lady gossiping, you have used your mouth to destroy another person. What you did not see, you say you saw it. That woman, this. You have used your mouth to backstab. You speak ill. When people are speaking ill of people, you are there. You are the number one. Gossip, backbiting, slandering. A-plus women are not found among such congregations. When people are speaking ill of people, somebody, have you heard, what is the latest? This time, you know, some people just delight in gossiping. They take pleasure in tearing people down with their mouth. You may not have killed physically, but you have killed spiritually. You have killed, honestly, and it's even worse off. They will smile with you, but at your back, and you call yourself a Christian. Brethren, don't be deceived. Not everyone that comes to church is a genuine born-again Christian. But don't live your life based on what somebody else is doing. You are going to give an account of your life. I will give, you will give. Live your life according to the dictates of the word of God. Avoid a lifestyle of sin. And I assure you, you cannot end anywhere other than the top. You can't be a mediocre. Having run through all the four things that I said, you are a woman or a man of wisdom. Number two, donating yourself to God and to humanity. Number three, courage. Number four, avoid a lifestyle of sin. I tell you, there is no place you are set for other than the top. Can we appreciate God this morning? Hallelujah. Let's go ahead and begin to
apply. Wow. I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org.